the Stars Podcast. My name is Cindy.
No, I'm Cindy, you're Jack.
Oh, I got confused.
No one can look as good. You can't be a Cindy.
I can't be a Cindy?
No, sorry, babe.
Anyone can be a Cindy.
Yeah, it's a pretty average name.
Average
you're
name.
Right. You're right. Anybody can be a Cindy.
Okay, I'm Jack.
But anybody can't be me.
Oh, well, someone's got an
ego. No, I don't have an ego.
Yeah.
I like myself.
You like yourself?
Well, yeah.
Someone has to like you.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, because, you know. Well, you know, it is what it is.
You're so mean.
So mean? I'm being nice.
Okay.
I looked for feedback. We didn't have any. Aww. I can't believe after this episode, there's absolutely no feedback.
I know. I'm surprised, too.
I'll get to my rant at the end.
Okay, go get your rant at the end.
But anyway.
It's trio night.
It's trio night, which you had a problem. Well, you suggested.
Well, I said, I go, the only thing that bothers me on this trio night is, in the past, they would bring in, other pros. And then it kind of highlighted at least the one dancer who was the star. So this time they brought in people that, you know, maybe haven't danced in a while or never danced before. And I just didn't think it
was. Well, really, no, they've all danced before.
Not the people they brought in. Well, some did. Not everybody.
Yeah, they all were former.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
I thought they were all dancers.
No.
But they all competed before.
No.
I think you're wrong, but.
Okay, maybe I am. Well, let me know if I am. I'm sure you'll figure this out and let me know by tonight.
I personally, it's not that big a deal to me.
Okay. But.
It's not a matter of being right or wrong.
Okay, but some of the dancers hadn't danced in a while because to get yourself back into shape again. It's like, okay, you haven't danced. You haven't skated in how many years now?
About 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
No, it'll be 2 years. I guess that's been about 2 years.
Yeah, okay, so it's been a long time, but still, let's go on the ice.
Well, luckily I've kept myself in shape.
You haven't. So, what I'm trying to say is, it would be difficult to be up at that level. These guys have been working together
There's no way.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my two cents. It bugged me. That's all I want to say.
But I think why they do it is they bring... Oh, I love when Joey was on the show. I love when Lindsay was on the show.
Right.
And so, people... It's all about ratings.
True.
It's all about, you know, of all the problems that I had with the... This was the least of
okay.
Them. I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But this was the least of my problems with the show today.
I know, because you were very upset.
It's ridiculous. It's almost to the point, if we weren't podcasting about it, I'd be done.
Really?
I'd be done. Are you listening, ABC? I'd be done.
Okay.
And I don't know why I looked at the microphone. But I did, and that's what I did.
Okay.
First up, we have Juan Pablo, Cheryl, and Melissa.
And even Len said that he had a nice butt.
He did.
Thank you very much.
He did.
So
he did.
I'm not the only one who knows it's a good looking butt.
They're doing the cha-cha. I thought it was a good dance, not their best.
No, it wasn't their
obviously
best.
Not as good as last week.
God, no. No.
But I thought it was a good dance.
I thought he looked sexy. I thought it looked good, and I was impressed. So,
yeah.
But of course, I just think he's a good looking guy, and you know, dances well, has good rhythm. So I
he's
it.
Definitely, I mean, he's doing the splits.
He's doing all kinds of things. And he's done other stuff. I'm letting the cat out. Go on.
And now the cat doesn't want to go out. Anyway. That was a door shutting. We're letting the cat out. Who let the cat out? Sid did. I thought it was a good dance. Obviously not his best dance, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, who was his other, who was the guy?
Melissa?
With
him? Melissa.
Melissa. Oh, yeah. She was pretty good, too. I forgot.
She was a bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
Okay.
I don't like those shows. I don't talk about that show.
All right, so we don't talk about those shows. Eights across the board.
Yeah, fair I thought enough? It was well, yeah.
That was fair.
Yeah. I thought he could have got a little bit more, but again, she hadn't danced in a while, and I think it brought the level down.
I didn't think she was that bad.
Okay, that's my two cents.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Next, we have Tinashe, Brandon, and Amy doing the tango.
Okay, here's another one. Okay, Tinashe, Amy hasn't danced in a while, and I thought it wasn't Tinashe's best dance. Even though they gave her nines and eights, I didn't see nines and eights.
I saw at least an eight. I thought it was a good dance.
I didn't think it was nines.
Well, I said...
Especially when the next sentence is John and Emma and Joey and the scores that they got compared to them.
Let's finish this one. Relax for a second. Relax.
I'm upset.
Relax.
All right.
No, but I thought... I'd give it eights.
You said eights.
I said eights.
I was shocked by the nines.
When nine, I went, okay. Because it wasn't their best dance.
No, absolutely not. But together they look good, and I thought they looked good together. It was nice,
To me, it started out slow.
It started out really slow, and also...
And then towards the end, it finished slow.
Yeah, the whole gimmick was... I just didn't like the whole thing.
Didn't like it?
No.
Personally,
I thought it was sevens.
Well, I said eight because
You're almost like a Lynn?
I'm more of an accurate.
Okay, all right.
That would be more like a Bruno.
Okay.
An eight. Lynn would be like a 5.
Okay.
So Tinashe, I'm Tinashe. Carrie on a 9, Lynn an 8, and Bruno a 9. And your cat scratching on the door again. Next up, we have John, Emma, and Joey Patone doing the Argentine Tango.
The green looks fabulous on Emma. I thought she looked fabulous. Yeah. It was great costumes. Yeah. Both the guys looked great. They looked good together.
Their emotion.
I didn't even see the mess up in the beginning, so obviously I'm not paying attention,
I saw they did get her hair at one point when she was spinning.
Right.
I really thought it was a
good dance. I thought it was a
good because I turned to you, I said, his best dance so far.
Absolutely.
I do agree when the violin started. They really got into it. I think
it was like a build it up. The music just kept going, build it, and then it was
dancing is telling a story.
Right.
And it worked for me.
I thought it was a good storyline. The whole part of it, I thought it was good. I definitely didn't think it was 7s. I thought it was better than Tinashe's 9. I thought they deserved 9s.
I thought so too. But we're messing something, so.
Okay.
But anyway, 7s across the board. Right. I was like, wow, 7s.
Yeah, that to me was low.
I just thought it was a better dance than that. Next up, we have Ivana, Kyo, and Scarlett doing the Sasa.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Yeah, it was a cute little dance.
They're both on
Harry Potter. I don't think she was in the dance, but I don't think she danced before.
I thought she was in before.
No, I don't remember.
I could be wrong, but I'm usually not. But
I thought they just said they were together in Harry Potter. I didn't think she was she danced before on Dancing with Stars.
I think she did.
Okay.
I'm just going to say I think she did.
I'm going to say she didn't, and I think I'm right.
If you're right, I will acknowledge it on the podcast next week.
Okay.
If you're wrong, I will acknowledge it on the podcast next week. Okay. So you got that going for
All right.
I thought it was a good dance. I liked it.
I think she's really coming out of her shell, don't you?
Yeah.
I really think she's coming alive. She's just, you could tell she's enjoying it. She just has great facial. Everything, she looks just really coming
alive. I don't know
alive.
How they were on the bottom three today.
I don't either.
Actually, the three people on the bottom three, well, one I could see. But the other two, I just couldn't see it.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
Anyway, I like the dance. I thought it worked well together. And they got 8s across the board. I might even got 9. I thought it was a good dance.
It was a great dance.
Next up, we had DeMarcus, Lindsay, and Rashad doing the Paso Doble.
And again, I just think DeMarcus, it just wasn't. His Rashad dance. Really overshadowed him. Like, my eyes kept going to him, his arms, his posture, the way he did his
He's
little...
He's definitely the better
was
dancer.
Pose, some of the movements.
Well, do you think Rashad broke his finger on purpose so he'd look better? Because DeMarcus breaks his finger. If you don't watch the beginning of it, if you don't watch the intro stuff, they do a chest bump, and he kicks his finger and snaps it.
Oh, that was like...
It was ugly.
Yes. But again, I thought it was 7s across the board.
It wasn't DeMarcus's best dance.
But I think he looked hunched over his shoulders. He didn't. His I don't know. He could just see the two of them.
He was off a couple times.
He was.
Like you said, I agree with you that maybe Rashad overshadowed.
Yeah, I thought he overshadowed him too much. And I think he has a little bit more better rhythm. And I just think he was just a little bit better. And he's been out of it not that much. I mean, what was it, 24th season he won or something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just thought it wasn't his best. And again, I think the scores matched the dance.
Scores were fair.
Yeah.
7 from Carrie Ann, 7 from Lynn, and 8 from Bruno. Next up, we have Mary Lou, Sasha, and Natasha. Is that how you're saying that right?
I think so.
Is that saying that right? Natasha doing the Charleston.
I thought this was adorable.
This was definitely her best.
I thought she was going to get 10s.
I really thought she'd get 10s too because it was their best.
It was great. The entertainment value was good.
It was fast.
It was fast.
Charleston's a peppy dance.
Yeah, it is. The music, the way he put it together, I mean, it really highlighted. But the choreography was really good.
She's moving around for a 50-year-old.
Yeah, better than I could ever do, even at 50. But anyway, I thought it was a good dance. I thought she deserved a 10 in there, but she didn't get any 10s.
No, but it was a good dance. And she's moving up.
Yes, she is.
She's moving. Could she win it?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I thought Tinashe was going to be in the top whatever, but she wasn't. But anyway.
We had Carrie Ann a 9. Lynn only an 8.
And then, he didn't like the way their feet. He didn't think their feet were pigeon-toed in more enough. Yeah. That's Charleston in the feet part.
And then Bruno a 9. Next up, we have Milo, Whitney, and Riker.
This was a great one.
Riker!
Yeah.
I'm going to change my name to Riker.
Riker is a great dancer, and I think he brought Milo up to that level. Milo could rise to it, where some of the other ones couldn't, and I thought this kid could rise to it, and he did a great job.
It was an excellent dance.
Yes.
It was fun. It was. You were into it the whole time. You're watching it.
And he even said that Riker brought him up.
Yeah, Riker pushed him.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you're right, whereas DeMarcus didn't get pushed from Rashad, it actually made him look worse. Milo looked better. But I'd say it again, I say it every week, he's had some training.
You're right.
He looks like a dancer. It was like Juan Pablo. Pablo's had training.
Yeah,
you have to have some kind of ballet or some kind of dance background.
Because Joe looks like you when you dance. You didn't have dance in your background.
Yeah, Joe and I are, we're the same.
Yes, you are. You have a little more rhythm.
I was going to say, even with my back as bad as it is, I could do a little better.
Yes,
than
you
that.
Could. You and, could. I would agree with that.
But I like.
I thought it was dessert 10s across the board, but I didn't get 10s across the board.
No, Carianna 10, Lena 9, and then Bruno a 10.
And he's someone you got to watch. I think he's going
to. Yeah, he's definitely in the. He's definitely going to be in the top three.
Right.
He could win it. I mean, he's improving every week. So
true.
We shall see. Next up, we have Joe, Jenna, and Jordan doing the salsa.
I wanted to fast forward it.
If we weren't podcasting, I think we would have fast forwarded.
Yes.
You got to watch the end.
I go, oh my God, this is so bad.
And Jordan wasn't very good at it either.
No. It wasn't even Jordan with the shirt. I was just like, oh my gosh. Not even improving. I mean, he just looks exactly the same.
Yeah, this is the fifth week.
Right. I mean, his showmanship's a little better and he's a little more confident on the stage. Like, he looks like he's a little more confident out there. But why are we voting for him? Let him south to get him off.
And, you know, one thing I noticed too is Jenna is so much better than him.
Oh my! And she has to hold herself back.
And Jordan, I was watching her mostly because she was moving.
Yeah.
And she's moving and doing all the stuff she has to do.
Right.
And it really showed how bad they were.
Oh.
Because actually, when they were just the two of them together, it wasn't as bad. But when she was in the middle doing her dancing, I go.
And then when the guys are in the back, you had Val and Gleb in the back, and it was like, oh my gosh, you just didn't want to look at those two guys anymore.
It was bad.
It was bad.
And it was a bad dance. And fives were being. If you're getting fives this late in the game, you shouldn't be still.
I would agree with you.
You should not still be in this competition.
I would agree with you.
But that'll be later on in the show. Next up, we have Alexis, Alan, and Maddie doing the tango. And Maddie, you said, was on what show was it? She was on that.
I thought she was on that what was it? Dance Moms or
Dance Moms? Where the moms talk like this?
No, the one lady was. I thought that was her, but I could be wrong. I didn't used to watch it. It was Kayla watched it, and I would watch it once in a while with her. But she's a sweet little girl. She's not can't be much more than 18 years old.
Okay, I thought this was a really good dance. They're doing the tango.
Yes, it was very good. They didn't like it. I thought that was what's her face.
Carrie Ann.
I thought they were each doing individual dances, I didn't see that.
I didn't. In fact, when she was saying it, and they showed the it looked like they were dancing together to me.
I know.
But again,
we're not experts. Nope.
Carrie Ann is the expert.
Yes.
But to me, it looked like they were dancing together.
I thought it was excellent.
Well, the only part was one where Maddie was behind. They were dancing across the floor. She was behind him.
Yeah.
Holding his shoulders, but I don't know what else she could do.
Right.
I don't. That's the only thing I think of. I go, well, maybe that's what they weren't dancing together.
Maybe.
But anyway. Carrie Ann an 8, Len an 8, and Bruno a 9.
Yes.
So Bruno agreed with this. Next up, we have Sharna, Bobby, and Lindsay doing the cha-cha to MC Hammer.
Yep.
And every time I hear MC Hammer, I think, that dude lost $43 million.
Yes.
And I know he's happy in life, and I know money doesn't buy happiness, but every time I hear MC Hammer, I go, $43 million.
That would devastate me to know.
And it's just money.
But you know what? You can see how if you don't pay attention to the dollar going out the door,
mm-hmm.
even with someone who makes $50,000,
you
can see where you would overspend.
Because it's hammer time.
Yes. Because I won't tell you my little story about I didn't realize I was being charged for two things for 2.5 years. And the person asked me why I didn't notice it before. And all I had to say to her was, I live on a fixed income now and I notice things more than I used to and I watch every penny. And I felt kind of stupid saying that. So now
you see yourself as MC Hammer.
God, no. But what I'm trying to say is that you can see where people can get lose track of their dollars if you're not paying attention to every dollar. And you're thinking, okay, maybe this is not logical because you're not like me. I'm in the clouds.
Yeah, you're speaking a foreign language.
But $43 million, they go, okay, I'm set for life. My kids are set for life. Their kids are set for life. But not necessarily if you don't pay attention. Because if you just say, I'll buy new houses, I'll buy new cars.
You have taxes and you have taxes.
Yeah, gosh, I'm sure he loses 60% of that.
I mean, it happened to Ed McMahon.
Yeah, many famous rich people.
Yeah.
And just Tony Gwynn, how many times did he file bankruptcy?
Yeah. I mean, just it happens.
You just don't pay attention.
Yeah. You got to pay attention to your dollars.
Yes.
But anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a rant. But every time I hear MC Hammer, I think $43 million. I think it was $43 million. I thought it was a good dance.
I thought it was good for him.
Yeah.
I thought he looked good, Bobby. I thought he looks good for him.
He's having fun.
Even though he's hyper and sometimes out of control, he looked like he stayed in control. I think he was excited to be with Lindsay because he felt like that was his kind of crazy. She's kind of a little out there too, and he thought that was a good connection.
But she was really good.
She was very good. She's a violinist.
But
she has rhythm.
She could have won it, but that was your... someone won it.
Yeah, but I can't remember. She was second, wasn't she?
Yeah, I believe so.
Anyway,
the scores, I thought Lynn's was a little low, but I would have given a 7. I agree with a 7.
But again, I thought John and Emma's and Joey's was better than the 7 here, so I don't get it. But
yeah.
I must have missed
you
something.
You think it's Sharna, but maybe Sharna gets some pool? Or...
Maybe.
Anyway, it's Carianna 7, Lynn a 6, and Bruno a 7.
Yes.
And we come down to the elimination. And... what kills me is Joe wasn't even in the bottom three.
No.
I go, how is he? I think it was Sharna and Bobby. It was Alexa, not Alexa.
No, it was Harry Potter girl.
Ivana and...
yeah, Keo.
Keo and...
and then
Tinashe and Brandon.
Brandon.
And I'm like going, how are these three in the... I mean, I could see... I saw Sharna and I figured they were going to go home. But then I go... I'm just sorry. There's no way Tinashe should be going home.
No, I agree.
There's no way.
But it's not the first time, though, in Dancing with Stars where one of the better dancers went home way too early.
I get that, but this is like the fifth week, and we're still, like I said, and nothing against Joe. He seems like a nice guy, a fun guy, but dude cannot dance.
He cannot.
And it's the fifth week, and he's not improving.
He's not improving.
And I think
but his showmanship and his...
I don't care.
Presence on the stage has gotten better.
I get that, but I don't care. Like, I think Joanne with a Plan said, she goes, she could see him going because of his popularity on The Bachelor. At what point do people watching the show go, all right, I really like this guy. He's like my favorite. I have a crush on him. I like him. He's fun. But at what point do you go, all right, he just can't dance. I'm watching this show because I want entertainment.
Right.
But what the people voting for him. When do they say, okay, I can't vote for... just voted off someone who could have possibly have won it.
Right.
She could have... I think we talked about, like, the second week. Her and Brandon were good enough to win it.
Absolutely.
And now she's going home, and this Joe the grocery guy is still in there.
And it's the point, like, I can't... It's like I'm uncomfortable watching him dance.
Yeah.
That's the bad part for me. It's like, you're watching it, you're like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable because I want to close my eyes because I still feel so bad for him. You know, like, when you see people... You know, I feel bad. So.
And I know it's a popularity contest, and I know that's what keeps the show going. But man, it's brutal. He probably won't go home next week. It'll probably be John or Bobby going home next week, and he'll still probably stay around. I don't get it. It really, I just was like, I didn't even want to watch it. Because I knew ahead of time who was going home. But I found out ahead of time.
Yeah, we both found out. I was shocked.
I said, because I saw it on Twitter. And I go, what? I go, there's no way. I go,
right?
She must have had a horrible... And her scores were 9-8-9 tonight. So,
right.
Again, if you're voting for Joe, it's your choice. It's free country. You can do whatever you want. But come on, wake up.
Yes.
The guy had...
I'm surprised nobody was complaining on Facebook about it. You didn't see it?
I didn't see it. I looked. I couldn't find anything about it. But I just I just couldn't believe that he is still on the show. I mean, again, nothing personal against Joe.
No, absolutely not.
He'd be someone I'd go out and have a beer with and hang out with. But
dancing, as a dancer?
A dancer.
No.
He's
none.
He should have been gone a long time ago.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
But if he keeps continuing to go, there's some credibility with
but it is a popularity contest.
I get it, but at what point do you say, okay, you people voting for Joe, we're gonna block your number, we're not gonna let you vote for him? Because
you can't do that. That's like telling people like to block their votes and like other things.
I get it, but it just like you said, it was I'm not a dancer, but it was uncomfortable for me to watch.
I know it was. I was like, oh, can we fast forward? This is so embarrassing.
He's just smiling.
I mean, gotta give him credit for going out there.
He's got a great smile.
Yeah.
But
he's a good-looking kid.
I get it, but Joe, say it ain't so. You gotta go. I don't know. It's just, I felt bad for Tinashe and Brandon because they didn't deserve to get
I know. Well, I'm looking forward to my two favorite things that are coming up. The Disney, when they pick the Disney, they do the Disney dances, and then the Halloween. That's my other favorite.
You think Joe will take a Dumbo dance or something like that? Because maybe a slow elephant or something like that. Maybe he could do that. What else would be a good Disney one for him to do? I don't know. I'm
drawing a blank.
Oh, it's so brutal. Oh, anyway, that's my rant. God, that's all I got.
Okay.
Do you shop Amazon?
I do.
Do you like Amazon?
I do. How about you? Do you shop Amazon?
I shop Amazon all the time.
Do you?
I just finished watching, because we have Amazon Prime, and I watched Man in the High Castle.
You like that show?
I like it. Season 3 was, a lot of people didn't like season 2. I liked it, but season 3 was really, really good. So if you haven't watched it, watch it.
The other thing, too, is if you are, you know, like the shop, we're getting close to our almost, gosh, Christmas is just right around the corner. So you can go to jayandjack.com, and up in that corner, there is the little Amazon. You click on it, and you go right in. There's something else you have to do, and then every little bit that you guys purchase, a percentage of it comes back to all the pack.
In fact, I forgot to tell you, today I ordered, it's Joe's Tips on Dancing. I ordered that today, and I can't wait to get it in the mail. I can't wait for it because I have Amazon Prime.
How to stop when you walk?
Yeah. How to sit there and smile and get votes. But no, I'm kidding, Joe. It's Dancing for Dummies or whatever. What's that stuff they always have?
Is it Dancing for Dummies 101 or something like that? I don't know. Whatever it is. That was very funny. 101 of.
Okay. Whatever it is. I'm just on an anti-Joe run. But again, nothing personal against you, Joe.
All right.
Let's go have a beer or something, but
don't dance.
We won't, dancing.
Nobody will ask you to dance. No one asks you.
I trust me.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how many beers everybody has. No one's going to ask you to
exactly.
dance.
Exactly.
And if you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com or just go to jayandjack.com. Click on the little button that says become a patron.
Yes.
At this time, we'd like to thank five. We thank all our patrons.
All of them. Ones who can't dance?
Yeah. No. I don't know about that one. We thank Tack from Tokyo, Edgar Rickner Glaffelder, Ed, the letter carrier, Maggie the Magnificent, and Joanne, who called it with a plan.
Yes, she did call it.
You were spot on, and we should have listened to you.
Yes.
But I was thinking, no way. No way.
I know.
No way.
I know.
Way. That's all I got. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Goodbye, people.